Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord, and I'm joined today by Joe Ingles with the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau. Thanks for being here.
Great to be here.
Democrats and opponents of the election reform law that recently passed have turned in over 300,000 signatures to try and put the issue on the ballot. What does this mean for Ohio voters next week?
Well, this means that pretty much it's going to be the same way it's been in the last couple of elections. We're going to see early voting start, and they'll be able to vote on weekends. They'll be able to vote the extended hours at the polling places that are designated as the early voting polling places. One thing we're not going to see is we're not going to see these absentee ballot request forms going out in the mail. That there was an agreement, a directive that's been issued that will make it so that counties don't send out those forms this year. The concern was that some counties did and some counties didn't, and Secretary of State Husted said he thought it should be equal in all counties. He issued a directive. He's reached an agreement with Cuyahoga County, who that was the county that had the big fight over it. So that's the one thing that they won't see. But with every other respect, it looks like it's pretty much going to be the way it's been in the past.
What will this mean for the 2012 election?
Well, for the 2012 election, we'll play under the current rules. We'll be able to go ahead and hold the election with the same rules that this election will be held with. They will be able to send out some absentee ballot voter request forms in the 2012 election as part of this agreement, at least as it stands now. That could change. You never know how things work. A year is a long time, and especially in elections and this sort of thing. For the most part, what we're doing now, this election, will be in place next election. And then next November, there will be an issue on the ballot, providing that there are enough valid signatures that they've submitted. If there are enough valid signatures, next fall, 2012, November, voters in Ohio will see an issue on the ballot that will basically ask, can this new election law that's been passed go into effect? And depending on how that vote turns out, it may or may not go into effect.
Looking ahead to the presidential race in 2012, a Quinnipiac poll came out this week with news that was less than great for both President Obama and his competitors. What did it find?
Well, it found that Ohioans really are not satisfied with President Obama and the job that he's doing, but they don't like the alternatives either. In fact, they like the alternatives less. President Obama was neck and neck with Mitt Romney. The Republican Mitt Romney was the closest to him, but there was still a two-point lead by President Obama with Mitt Romney. For the most part, that's a statistical dead heat. But you know, it's kind of, when you think about it, it's kind of strange, because what voters in Ohio are telling these pollsters is, we don't like any of our choices. And no one is emerging, at least to Ohioans' minds, no one is emerging as the leader that they want to see in the White House. And it appears that if that's the situation this time next year, people might go ahead and vote for President Obama again, just because they feel like there's no better alternative out there.
I want to talk about redistricting for a moment.
Sure.
When it comes to the maps for the State House and Senate, there was some discussion this week, and Republican John Husted renewed his call for changes in the process. And that was a bit of departure from what the rest of his party is saying.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Let's be honest. The party that's in charge loves the process as it is. And for the last two redistricting sessions, the party in charge has been the Republicans. Now, 2 years ago, when the Democrats had the control of the House, we heard some rumblings of, hey, we need to change this, from the Republicans. But what happened is the Democrats had their own plan for redistricting, and John Husted had his own plan. He wasn't Secretary of State at that point, but he had his own plan. And both the Ohio House and Senate looked at these plans, and they got hung up on the differences in them, and nothing passed. And then when Republicans took, you know, lead in state government, now they've got the upper hand. All of these maps are skewed so that Republicans will have have a much easier time winning their districts, and that upsets the Democrats. So the question is going to be, you know, any change they make will have to go before voters because it will require a constitutional change. So will they take something before Ohio voters soon that will change the process, or are we going to see, you know, things flounder in the legislature, fights over details, and nothing gets done?
I've been speaking with Joe Ingles from the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau. Thanks for being here.
Well, thanks for having me.